Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all time. And as well, the stories behind them. Let's get started. Today we feature Erykah Badu, On and On. Note the lyrics. By the end of this podcast, we promise you that you'll hear this song completely different the next time it pops up on your playlist. Erykah Badu was born Erykah Abby Wright, February 26, 1971, in Dallas, Texas. She and her siblings were raised by her mother, and they spent a lot of time at Grandma's house. She grew up singing, dancing, and her mother got her involved in various community events. During Erykah's childhood and school years, she drew influences from a variety of hip-hop artists, including Kool Herc, DJ Red Alert, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Spinderella, and of course Salt and Pepper, and the list goes on. By the age of 14, Erykah was freestyling on local radio in Dallas under the name DJ Apples. She attended Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing Arts and Visual Arts in Dallas, and then went on to study theater at Grambling State University, a historically black university in Louisiana. She then left Grambling in 1993 to concentrate on music full-time. She also took a few minimum wage jobs to support herself. She taught drama and dance to the children at the South Dallas Cultural Center, and she worked as a waitress. Back to her real name, she decided to change the spelling of her first name, Erykah, spelled E-R-I-C-A, to Erykah, E-R-Y-K-A-H, as she believed her original name was a slave name. The term Ka identified one's inner self. She adopted the surname Badu because that was her favorite jazz scat singing sound. Badu, Badu, get it? And then, of course, we have all of the nicknames.
My name is Erykah Badu, also known as Medulla Oblongata, also known as Cerebellum, also known as E.B. Breezy, Analog Girl in the Digital World, Lowdown Loretta Brown, Annie, the A to P to P to L.E.S., Alhamdulillah, Allah, Jah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Dios, Ma'a, Jah, Rastafari.
In 1994, Erykah got her first big break. She was working and touring with her cousin, Robert Free Bradford, and she had recorded a 19-song demo called Country Cousins. It got her enough attention to make her the opening act in the Fort Worth area for a new artist by the name of D'Angelo. He and a record label executive named Kedar Massenburg were about to set the world on fire with something called Neo Soul the following year.
Let me tell you about this girl, maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brown. See, we be making love constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade blood burgundy. The way that we kiss isn't like any other way that I be kissing when I'm kissing. What I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe. I guess high up your love, I don't know how to behave.
Kedar Massenburg was highly impressed with Erykah's performance. She slipped him a copy of her demo, Country Cousins, and he then signed her to Kedar Entertainment. Her first assignment would be a duet with D'Angelo for the movie High School High.
Oh,
That was in August of 1996. The single had minor success. However, D'Angelo was already riding high with his 1995 release of his album, Brown Sugar. And Kedar Massenburg was getting ready to release Erica's very first album, Baduism. Before we get into the album Baduism and the single On and On, a few things should be mentioned. By this point, Erica was involved with a movement called the Five Percenters, or the Nation of Gods and Earth. They first came together in 1964 in Harlem by a guy named Clarence 13X, or his birth name Clarence Edward Smith, who had parted ways with the Nation of Islam. Clarence 13X was also a close affiliate of El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X. The Five Percenters claimed not to be a religion, but rather a movement. And at the core of their beliefs was that 85% of the world was blind to the truth, 10% of people in the world knew the truth of existence and they were usually wealthy, and the other 5% were the Nation of Gods and Earth, thus the Five Percenters. The Nation does not believe in God per se, but instead, they teach that the Asiatic black man is God and that his proper name is Allah, the Arabic word for God. The Nation also believes in supreme mathematics and a supreme alphabet, among other things. Basically, a set of principles created by Allah the Father, and Allah the Father was Clarence 13X or Clarence Edward Smith. Truth is, the Five Percenters have influenced hip-hop almost since the very beginning. Artists like Malcolm McLaurin and the world-famous Supreme Team.
And you know I got to have that. Some people listen for history. Some people listen because they want a mystery.
Jay-Z.
From standing on the corners bopping to driving some of the hottest cars New Yorkers ever seen.
Eric B. and Rakim.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up. I'm sorry I kept you.
And LL Cool J.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put suckers in beer. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom.
Others would include Wu-Tang Clan, Brand Nubians, Nas, Common, Poor Righteous Teachers, Busta Rhymes, Digital Planets, Nas, Queen Latifah, Tribe Called Quest, Guru, The Roots, Questlove, Notorious B.I.G. You can hear the 5%er influence in all of their music. And before them, there was this guy.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
That would be the legendary poet and songwriter Gil Scott-Heron. When you hear words in rap or songs like Word is Bond, Break It Down, Peace, Revolution, Droppin' Science, Representin', these are words usually connected with the followers of the Nation of the Gods and Earth. These words and many others belong to the belief system of the Five Percenters. For example, on Erica's song On and On, she sings the line, I was born underwater.
I was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes. What I meant was, when I say I was born underwater, that means in the womb, with $3 and 6 dimes, that's 360 degrees, completion. 360 degrees is a complete circle. I was born complete.
That would be a 5%er mathematical reference to being whole. Besides On and On, Baduism would go on to feature two other smash singles.
Now what am I supposed to do? Where won't you in the world? Won't you in the world? How can I want you for myself when I'm already someone's girl?
That was Next Lifetime. And then, just to keep it real, The Other Side of the Game. The album Baduism was certified triple platinum. Erykah Badu would go on to win two Grammys in 1998, one for Best R&B Album and the other for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. And she would also be compared to the late great Billie Holiday. Not bad for the little girl from Dallas, Texas. In 1995, Badu became involved with rapper Andre 2000, now known as Andre 3000 of Outkast, with whom she had her first child in 1997, a son named Seven. That relationship ended in 1999. In 2004, Badu gave birth to a daughter, Puma. Puma's father is West Coast rapper, the DOC of the Dr. Dre NWA fame. Then in 2009, Badu gave birth to her third child, Mars, with her boyfriend, Jay Electronica. So there you have the story behind Erykah Badu, a.k.a.
also known as Medulla Oblongata, also known as Cerebellum, also known as Evie Breezy, Analog Girl in the Digital World, Lowdown Loretta Brown, Annie, the A to P to P to L-E-S, Alhamdulillah, Allah, Jah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Dios, Ma'at, Jah, Rasta, Farah.
Peace and blessings manifest with every lesson learned. If your knowledge were your wealth, then it would be well earned. If we were made in his image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, oh, no, no, no.
My life, it keeps moving like a rolling stone.
Woo.
Today, Erykah Badu is still holding it down, raising three kids, recording great music, and if you're lucky enough, you can catch her on tour. You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song suggestion. And the beat goes on. My name is BJ Berry. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you the next time.